This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Lest you think the week before Christmas will be devoid of big economic news, well, it will not. A couple of real estate data points tomorrow and Wednesday. The final update on third quarter economic growth on Thursday. And then on Friday, the biggie, the personal consumption expenditures index, known far and wide as the Federal Reserve's favorite way to measure inflation. Odds are that it's going to be flat-ish month-to-month, probably around 3% year-on-year, which, given that inflation was 9.1% annually back in the middle of 2022, 3% is pretty good. The catch is that for consumers, it's not that overall prices have come down. They're just not getting more expensive as quickly as they used to. But that is actually the plan. On the Econ 101 beat today is Marketplace's Elizabeth Trovall.
The last year has been a period of disinflation for the U.S., not deflation. The Conference Board's Dana Peterson explains the difference.
Disinflation means that prices are not rising as quickly now as they were in the past.
Whereas deflation means
prices are actually falling.
Bank of America economist Stephen Juneau compares it to driving a car.
Disinflation would be if you slow down, but you're still, you know, moving forward, right? So you're still driving. Deflation, on the other hand, would be as if you were going in reverse.
And inflation very rarely moves in reverse, except in bad economic times, like the Great Recession. And sure, during deflation, you may see your grocery bill go down, but Fordham University economist Patricia Gomez-Gonzalez says that's not the whole story.
People might postpone certain purchases. You might say, you know what, I'll buy a fridge in a few more months when it's even going to get cheaper. No? And that's a very tricky spiral to be in. No?
Deflation slows consumer spending and can lead to layoffs. That's why the Fed wants some inflation at a nice and slow 2%. Texas A&M's Tatevik Sekposyan has another car-related analogy.
Inflation is like the grease that helps the economy run a little bit smoother. If you think about business owners, like if they actually expect prices to go up, they would actually invest a bit more in their business, hire more people.
Of course, that doesn't mean consumers have been immune to the sting of elevated inflation over the past few years. Stephen Juneau again.
We're not that far removed from 2019. It's only been a short period of time. And we all notice, you know, that prices have increased pretty dramatically, you know, up around 20% in aggregate.
But wages are catching up, which is a good sign for the American consumer. I'm Elizabeth Trovall for Marketplace.